Pittsburgh Music Academy is an organization that obviously involves music, or not obviously, but you would know that it involves music, right? But it really tries to help encourage students to appreciate the beauty of music and the discipline of playing it and some of the great growth that you feel as you accomplish more and more. And today's students range in age from 7.0000000, exactly seven today. You're going to hear somebody who's exactly seven in just a moment, to 15. And first playing today, and you'll get to meet her in a moment, is Cassidy Minio. She is seven today. She is from Turtle Creek, and she's going to play two selections. And Cassidy, you can start whenever you're ready. Cassidy Minio, and boy, that sounded great. One of the nice things was just how steady that sounded. If I was playing that, I would tend to want to play it faster and faster rather than keeping it nice and even the way Cassidy did. That has to take a lot of discipline. Here is her next selection. Just absolutely beautiful. Come on over in this direction, Cassidy. That's good. They know that it's live and it's real. We got to hear the more of the piano. And as Melissa gets ready to play, you can have a seat. And I just wanted everybody to hear your voice, too. So I'm going to turn this microphone on. You played very well. When did you start playing piano? How old were you?
Like around three, I think.
And what do you like about playing?
I'm not really sure, but it's kind of fun to
do
it.
You seem to really enjoy playing, and you're really...
Whenever I was little, I was, like, really begging to do it.
Yeah. Is there a piano in your house?
Yes.
And so you really wanted to start. I was like that when I was little, too. Have you ever written any of your own songs?
No.
No. But sometimes you could do that and sort of play around. What's the name of the school you go to?
Sheaset Academy.
And you live in Turtle Creek, is that right?
Yes.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Maybe a friend or a family member or somebody who might be tuned in. If not now, who might hear this later?
The screamer runner to Luke. He's probably going to scream right now.
What, and you, he's the screamer and the runner, did you say?
Well, my dad, he wrestles him a lot. He screams and then he jiggles a little bit and he tries to run and he screams while he's doing it. So we call him screamer runner.
Now, and it's Luke.
Yeah.
It's not our mayor, Ravenstahl. It's somebody else.
It's Luke.
Luke. And who is Luke?
Luke Larko, like the craziest guy.
Oh, okay. Is he in your family or...
He's my cousin.
Ah, okay. I was just trying to understand. So today's your birthday, and what's your birthday party going to be like, Cassidy? You have a lot planned for today, I understand.
My theme is my favorite show of this year, because this year my mom wanted me, like, last couple, like, for the last couple of years, I thought the show was, like, oh, it's inappropriate. Then one day my mom showed me it. I liked it. And then guess what? I watched 5 more episodes after that, I think.
What show is it?
It's called Phineas and Ferb. It's on Disney Channel.
Oh, well, that sounds appropriate to me. So that's the theme to your party today?
Yeah.
Are there other favorite shows or just that show? It's that show is going to be the party?
Pretty much, yeah. That's the theme.
And you have a picnic planned at Boyce Park?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's going to be a lot of fun today. Happy birthday to
Thanks.
You. Anything else you want to say?
No, probably just say hi to my friend Sophia.
Well, great. Hi, Sophia. Anybody else? And hi to your mom. Is your mom here?
Hi,
or
mom.
Your dad? There she is. And
Dad's in the back.
Dad's in the back filming away. What were the names of the songs that you played? Do you remember?
The first one is Chantarab, and then the second one was like, what is it? Allegro.
Allegro. You played very well. You're very talented. And now we're going to listen to Melissa Hoag, who is from Green Tree. She's 15. And she'll play, and then we'll talk with her a little bit. Melissa, whenever you're ready. Beautifully done. Come on over, Melissa, so we can chat for a moment. And I'm trying. Yes, you just had one song planned for today. Let me lift this up for you a little bit, since you're just a little taller than Cassidy. That sounded great. How long have you played piano? Oh, let me get your mic on. I'm sorry.
About 12 and a half years.
Wow. And how do you view the piano now? Is it a big part of your life, playing music?
At first it was like just for fun, but after a while I kind of got really into it, so I kept playing.
And what year are you in school now?
I'm a sophomore.
And where do you go?
Our Lady of the Sacred Heart.
And are you involved in an orchestra or other groups?
I'm a cheerleader.
Wow, you've got to have a busy life to be doing all
yeah.
these things. What else do you like to do?
I like to hang out with friends and with family and have fun.
Great. How do you learn to play? Ms. Barley, Kiki Barley is here. You've taken lessons from her, I'm guessing.
Yes.
What is it like to somebody maybe that's never learned how to play the piano? Do you have any advice for learning?
It's really difficult at first, but like, once you get into it and once you start feeling it, then you're definitely going to like stay hooked forever.
Did you get frustrated at the beginning at all?
Well, I was really little, so I thought everything was like a game, so it wasn't really that frustrating.
But do you remember a moment when it suddenly got easy for you? Or not easy, maybe, but just natural for you to be learning and playing?
A couple of years ago, like when I first started high school, I realized I really still wanted to do this, and I was still like really into it, so I continued.
That's great. Have you thought about life after high school yet?
I'm probably not going to continue because I want to do other things, but it's been fun while it lasted.
Well, that's good. But maybe you'll play, you know, for pleasure,
yeah.
I guess. afterwards. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Hi, Mom.
You know, it just occurred to me, you know, if you're a cheerleader all throughout high school, I guess you can go on to college and cheerlead, but after you get out of college, I mean, piano, you can still play for all your life. I guess you could be a cheerleader for all your life, you know, where you work or in your community.
Definitely.
That's got to be a lot of fun. Do you guys do physical stuff like pyramids or balances
everything.
And things? Wow, that's a lot of work. Well, you sounded great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, and the song you played?
It was Treasures from the Sea by Martha Mayer.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And now we have our sisters. We have Anna Mignogna. And we also have Mara Mignogna. They are both of Squirrel Hill. And Anna is going to be playing piano. And Mara will be playing cello. And we'll take a listen to them when... do I have them switched? Yes, but just for the record, my the notes prepared by Liz are correct. It's my eyes that are missing, that are mixing them up. Anna is 10 playing cello, and Mara is 14 playing piano. See, if I just look at you, it makes perfect sense. Here they are. These two play really well together. It's not surprising because they're sisters. And I think, is there one more song you have? I'm trying to remember from my notes. And this one, I believe, is going to feature Mara alone on piano. Is that right? Oh, you can tell me. Oh, that's right. We're going to go to violin. Kiki told me all of these things, but I failed to memorize them the way I should, but we do also want to be sure that we talk with Anna, so Anna, don't run away. We'll talk with you and your sister together in a moment. We'll just take a moment and get the mic more appropriately set for violin, which is at a different height than for cello, and we'll have that set up in just a second, and then I'd like to talk with the two sisters. Oh, that's right. Now I'm remembering, because Kiki has taken to the keyboard, and she will be playing. And we'll get everything set in just a second. And this is going to be a selection from Haydn that you'll hear. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 28 minutes after 10 o'clock. We're live as we are every Saturday morning from the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. And if you are ever interested in playing music or sharing songs that you've written or lyrics, or perhaps you'd like to read something you wrote or share a poem, there's so many different ways you can participate in our Youth Expression Showcase, and stay tuned. We'll let you know how you can do that. I think we're ready to go. So now what you're about to hear is Mara, who has gone from piano to violin, and she will be accompanied by Kiki on piano with a selection from Haydn. Beautiful. And I think that's your last selection. And let's bring Anna and Mara together. There are a couple microphones here. We'll just rearrange a little bit. And I might ask Kiki, she may want to say a few words. You could either, you could probably sneak in right here or over there, whatever's more comfortable for you. And let's talk to Mara. Or Anna, I mean, first, since she played first. There we go. We can just sort of all share a couple microphones. We have Anna, tell me again how old you are.
I'm 10.
And when did you start playing the piano?
When I was 5. Wait, I mean, I played cello.
Oh, that's right. You played cello. Thank you for correcting me. I get confused. What time did you get up this morning?
7.
See, I got up around 4, so I'm getting sleepy. I really liked the way you played the cello, and I wanted to ask you about that. It seems, I would think it would be really hard to get the notes to sound like you probably hear them in your head, and you want them to sound a certain way, and you seem to be pretty good at it, but is it hard to do that?
Well, I've been playing piano, so it's kind of easy for me because I play piano and I know, like, the pitch and stuff.
So if you start with piano, it helps you prepare to play for other instruments, do you think?
Well, if it just, like, played another instrument or something.
I see. Where do you go to school?
Linden Elementary School.
Oh, we really like Linden. We have you weren't part of our, what grade are you in?
5th.
Because we had a radio club at Linden where we come out, and I believe it was with 5th graders last year. And we'll probably be out there again this year. It was a lot of fun. I don't know if you're ever part of the after-school programs that are there.
No.
But we had a really good time. What do you like to do? Beyond music, do you have other favorite things to do?
Well, I like to
to play with my friends and stuff.
Well, that's good. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
I want to say hello to my mom's friend Kitty and Bev and my grandma.
Well, terrific. And let's meet your sister a little more fully, whose name is Mara. Hello.
Hello.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Kappa High School.
Ah, terrific. And let's see, if you're 14, I'm guessing you're going in the ninth?
Yes.
Is that right? Terrific. Mm-hmm. And have you been at Kappa since sixth grade? Were you at Rogers as well? Mm-hmm. Good for you. And are you in the music program there?
Yeah.
They've got terrific teachers. How would you describe the Kappa experience to people that aren't familiar with the creative and performing arts school here in Pittsburgh Public Schools?
It's fun. It's like in the morning you have your academics, and then all afternoon you spend time playing your instrument or drawing or doing whatever you do. So it's pretty cool.
I'll bet. And do you ever wonder what it would be like without Kappa? You know, where you would be going to school? And I know if I were you, I'd be wondering, because here you get to play with really fine musicians, and you also just have wonderful instructors to work with too.
Yeah.
It's a very, very early to start thinking about stuff like this, but have you thought about what you might like to do later in life?
I don't really know yet, but I'm thinking about maybe doing engineering stuff or something like that.
I'm an engineer. You can do a lot with engineering. Do you know what kind you might want to do?
I was looking into robotic engineering. It's cool.
Very good. There's a lot going on there. And you know, there's all sorts of correlations between musicians and math and musicians and engineers and scientists.
Yeah.
Not that you necessarily have to consider those things. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be tuned in?
Yeah, I wanted to say hi to our friends Molly and Andy and Alex, Adam, Aaron, Anthony, and Melanie.
Alex, Adam, Aaron with an E or an A?
A.
Wow. Alex, Adam, Anthony, and who was the other one? All these A's. Emily. Emily?
Aaron. I think.
Alex, Aaron. You got them all. You got them all. And I'm curious, while we have the two of you together, what's it like to play as sisters? That's got to be kind of fun.
I don't know.
No immediate reaction, because you guys are you're 4 years apart.
Yeah.
And I think it's very nice. That's something you can do your whole life together if you choose to. Anything else either of you would like to say?
I don't think so.
You're speechless, even though it says on your shirt, "Can't stop this chattering." Let's meet Kiki Barley, who is sitting next to you. Kiki, thank you for arranging the students, and I think we're going to have more students from Pittsburgh Music Academy coming.
Yes, we're really looking forward to bringing more kids.
You clearly take such joy in watching the kids you work with play.
It's true. I mean, as a teacher, I have a lot invested in every student that I teach, and as the director of the school, it's really fun to nurture all the kids that come through.
I'll bet. It's really fun to I was sort of watching you a couple times as students were playing, just to see the look you had on your face. How long have you been involved in Pittsburgh Music Academy?
Well, I'm one of the founders, and we're now 15 years old. This is our 15th anniversary.
Congratulations.
And thank you.
Where are you physically located?
We have a main school in Carnegie and a branch school called PMA East at the Waldorf School in Bloomfield. We just set up there this fall. And we have about 250 between 250 and 300 students every year.
My goodness, that's a large group of kids, and primarily strings and keyboards.
We teach strings, piano, guitar, and flute, and we use the Suzuki method of music education.
Excellent. Well, thank you for organizing this, and I know we have some other students coming in future weeks.
Yes.
Anything else you wanted to mention?
Just that I'm really proud of all the kids who played today.
Yeah, they did a great job. And I will mention you can learn more about Pittsburgh Music Academy at pghma.com, Pittsburgh, M for Music, A for Academy.com. Thank you to all of you. And we are just a pleasure to have you as part of our Youth Expression Showcase for today. As we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger and Sam Suter, this is Larry Berger